Just knowing you can have access to a 3D printer gets some people excited, like Howard and Raj on The Big Bang Theory.
I have always wanted a 3D printer.
Oh, of course you have. They're an engineer's dream. Anything you can design, a 3D printer can make out of plastic.
Yeah, but they're so expensive.
Oh, come on. You deserve one.
The excitement certainly hasn't worn off for patrons at the Public Library of Cincinnati and Hamilton County. 3 weeks ago, the fifth-generation MakerBot replicator arrived, and people can't get enough of it. Randall Bolton walked right up to investigate.
Okay, well, that's very cool, man. Is it done?
It looks like it's only 73% finished.
So what is it doing? Is that melting stuff?
It's plastic filament, and it is using that to just lay it down layer by layer.
But how is it bonding it? Is it using
Maylin Foster Hudson, marketing communication strategist with the library, went on to explain the strand of plastic filament is on a reel, and the printer uses that to lay down the layers.
We have had patrons call and ask about it. It's designed for really anyone who has any interest in it. It does not have to be a real technical person, and so you work with a staff center person, and they can help you just download an already design that can be inserted into the laptop computer with the printer.
The MakerBot, which is in the tech center on the second floor of the downtown library, is available by reservation by the hour. Right now, while in beta testing, it is free. Senior Library Services Assistant Don Vidmar says he was excited when hearing the library was getting a 3D printer and so far has been used to make a variety of different things.
There was a patron in earlier today who's building a track for something he's engineering, and he needed a track to hold two tubes in a specific space. And so he designed the file, brought it in, we pulled it into the desktop here and told the printer to print it.
Most of what is being made here is jewelry and gadgets. On the practical side, the library had something break and they made the part on the 3D printer.
The keyboard has little legs that props up. Like, our staff even used a clip because they keep breaking, and so on the keyboards, and so they've printed out that to replace that. So, and then, you know, jewelry has been printed out, you know, little pendants. So the sky's the limit in terms of the idea, the designs that are already out there.
Vidmar admits he hadn't used a 3D printer before and is taking baby steps himself. At the time, he was printing out a sun catcher he designed with 3D modeling software. It has diamond shapes. The MakerBot comes with software that is installed to the desktop and is connected to a website where you can find designs to print out.
And then when you see one that you like, you can just click prepare. It brings it back down to the desktop. And then you can scale it, duplicate it so that you'll have, you know, a few of the same object for one print, make any changes and adjustments you might want.
The new libraries in Reading and St. Bernard also have plans for 3D printers. Foster Hudson says this is all part of providing patrons with the technology they want.
We're all about connecting people with the world of ideas and information, and this is just one way we can do that with this 3D printer.
It seems 3D printers are in the news all the time. Just this week, the Cambridge, UK-based company Dovetailed announced it had invented the first 3D fruit printer using molecular gastronomy. There's a video on our website of the machine and the fruit at WVXU.org. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Ann Thompson.